Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I mean, I think we're pretty resilient. I think we've got a bunch of guys that can help us on any given night. I think that's something, you know, guys being able to chase the football on defense, and offensively guys trying to finish longer than the guy with the ball and try to make some plays downfield and spring some guys. So, you know, sometimes we don't always make the right decision. I hopefully we continue to work on that and focus on that, especially in the heat of the moment. But, you know, again, we just felt like we competed for four quarters.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Mike Vrabel talking about the Patriots' identity earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year. Brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. It is a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We will talk to Drake May in the next hour or so about his comeback performance, maybe getting back into the MVP race, maybe kind of stiff-arming Josh Allen out of it and trying to close the gap on Matthew Stafford. So we'll talk to Drake in the next hour or so. Fitzy, though, I want to ask you this identity thing. So We are now 2 weeks to go on the season. You've clinched a playoff berth, so we know you'll be playing meaningful football in January, and usually you're expecting, okay, I want to lean on what I'm good at, lean on my identity, cover up whatever I'm not good at. And Mike Vrabel brought up 60 minutes of football in his answer about identity. I don't think I can credit them with that being part of their identity yet, just off of one game.
No, but you do have 15 games as a body of work to forge an identity or to describe the team as you see fit. I mean, if I had to pick one word to describe this team, everyone's going to grasp at like resilient or gritty. I think I'm going to go with opportunistic.
Okay. I don't hate the opportunistic word, but my point with the 60 minutes of football is We just bitched about it all last week that they haven't played 60 minutes of football. That's not who they are. They failed against the Bills. They were failing against all these other teams. They couldn't put teams away.
Well, they played 60 minutes, but like, let's be honest. They brought 45 to 50 good minutes of football to each of these games. Never a consistent 60.
Even Drake May alluded to the fact that, you know, we kind of built a lot of leads, and kind of the way games went this year, we were able to kind of cruise to victories. This was a comeback opportunity, and I'm glad we took it. But, you know, this is a one-off for right now, which is why if they want to have that identity, and I do believe identities can be forged late in the year. I think We've seen it with many past editions of Patriots teams. If they want to forge that 60-minute resilient energy, one of these two games, you need to go out and blow out one of these teams. Just play wire-to-wire four quarters of good football, not like, oh, I'm up 24-3, so I'm just going to cruise now and win the game 27-17 or something like that.
The biggest blowout of the year, the Carolina game, yeah? 29
yes.
points?
Yes, that saw Bryce Young, who's now a reborn quarterback, benched.
Who's now a playoff quarterback.
Yep, benched. You played well enough to bench him. So you need to do that again, in my opinion, to really secure or try to secure a 60-minute, four-quarter identity. If I were to start listing things that I think are the identity of this football team, I mean, it starts with the deep passing game, right? And this fits your word, opportunistic. They are opportunistic in the passing game. They're going to take what is available more often than not. Sometimes it's the dink and the dunk. That is becoming more a part of the offense, I felt like yesterday. But more often than not, they're going to make some plays down the field. That's the deep passing game, and people might say that's not sustainable, but I feel like we're deep enough into the season to say that is sustainable. Virtually every week, Drake May is going to hit a couple deep balls in a game.
Yeah, and more often than not, one out of every two or three of those deep passes is going to be for six. So that is part of the game. That's part of the repertoire. I do wish sometimes, though, like in the first half last night, I think there were a few occasions where he could have taken the profit. He could have checked down a little easier as opposed to looking downfield. Obviously, that got him in trouble with the early pick as well. A little more focus on that taking the profit, the dink and the dunk early on, I think may even open up the deep pass a little bit later on for him even better. But it's obviously hard to argue with the grand sum total of the results.
Yeah, and I do think he has acknowledged over the years sometimes living to fight another play or taking the dink and the dunk does go against some of his natural playmaker, gunslinger tendencies. And I also would think it's hard for us. So we praise him all year long. Jason McCourty, others, Dan Orlovsky, greatest deep ball I've ever seen. He completes deep balls like I've never seen. Well, when that noise is out there, isn't that going to make the guy who's at the helm think, well, if I'm the best that they've ever seen at it, why don't I keep doing it? Why would I do 10 passes for 5 yards when I can do one pass for 50 yards and I do it better than anybody else?
Seems like so much more work.
Right. Like, let's just get the hell out of here and have some fun. So I think some of the success is also part of what leads him to believe he can continue to throw deep balls. But I thought yesterday, the end of the first half, which unfortunately led to a fumble, they were dinking and dunking and they were doing a 2-minute drive down the field that was probably, I think they were at like the 35-yard line, was probably going to lead to three points.
Yeah.
And then later in the game, I thought there was some dink and dunk, which led to, it was like dink, dunk, crosser, deep ball, right? And like, and I think there can be that evolution of this offense. So that's something. We wanted the identity of this football team to be run defense, right? Make the opponent one-dimensional. We're going to take away your run. And it felt like, how long did we get to? Like 8-10 weeks into the season, we were like, yeah, the run defense is awesome.
I think it was nine, maybe nine. And then in the starting round, week 10 or week 11, that's when things changed. And again, last night, another over 100-yard rusher in the form of Derrick Henry. Yes, it is Derrick Henry, but you're giving up over 130 yards a game rushing.
Yeah, so I don't think we can pencil in run defense, and a lot of people, and some of these identity issues are going to change significantly. We had a lot of people texting in like the run defense will be fine when Milton Williams gets back out there, and Milton Williams could get back out there as early as this week. Mike Vrabel said that this morning. In case people aren't paying attention, Milton Williams is eligible to begin practicing and playing as soon as this week. You are not there yet with Will Campbell. Will Campbell has to miss another week as he continues to recover from that knee injury and chug beers at the Garden.
Yeah, recover.
Yeah, Stiz, you want to get into that real quick?
Well, I was going to say he looks recovered. But also, I had a bone to pick with you because I was listening to the Six Rings postgame show last night, as I do after every Patriots game.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Company man.
And you on there, I don't know how I feel about Will Campbell chugging beers and taking his shirt off at a Celtics game. And I texted Andy and I said, oh, wow, you don't like fun? You don't like water slides? Like, you're such a fun sponge. Like, go away, boomer. Such a boomer take.
So what I explained to him, Fitchy,
he should be in a therapeutic tank somewhere getting...
What I explained to him was that I love the aura of the fat offensive lineman at either a hockey game or a basketball game. Whoa. Taking his shirt off and drinking. Love that. Love it. I'm not sure I love it with the guy who's on IR and last we saw him was being carted off the field with a towel over his head crying because we thought his career or at least his season was over.
What was the injury?
The knee.
What part of your knee is used in chugging a beer, Fitzy?
It's the part where you get up and stand up like a man who's almost back on the football field and ready to rock with his teammates.
And then stumble down the stairs and flip up. What is Stiz doing in there?
Oh, for the love of God.
Good Lord, Stiz has his shirt off. Please put that back on. There's children watching on Twitch. We can't have that. I'm going to fire our strength coach like Mike Vrabel said he was going to fire his.
Wait, we have a strength coach?
Yeah, we need one. He has a gym.
And this is the result.
So, yeah, no, I wasn't being critical
of the
act necessarily, Stiz.
Yeah, sure.
I was being critical of, I don't know that it's the best look when you're on IR. I think it's a little bit of a weird look. But if you want to call me the fun police because of that, I'm fine with it. It was just my reaction. My initial reaction was love it. Love the young offensive lineman being that guy because I think that's who he's going to be for the next 10 years. And then I was like, wait, aren't you on IR? Aren't you, like, recovering from what looked like at the time a major injury?
Well, shouldn't you be excited that it looks like he's recovering at such a rapid rate? He feels comfortable enough to jump up, to vault up out of his chair.
Sure.
Grab a beer, pound it, thump his chest. You're a chest thumper. I thought you would have felt a kindred spirit was alive at the Garden.
Yes, Dan Ball.
Just a kind of a football nuts and bolts question. I saw him on the sideline. He had one of those earpieces in, like a scratch quarterback. Is that normal for an offensive lineman?
No.
Okay.
It's not even normal generally for injured players to travel. Over the years, that's been left for notable players. Like Kevin Falk was a guy that got hurt and then still traveled with the team, and it was seen as sort of a leadership mentor type. So I actually think that's an interesting good thing that Will Campbell is in that world as your number one pick, starting left tackle, traveling with the team. I also laughed at the point in which Munford got hurt and Moses was already hurt. They did a close-up of Will Campbell, and he almost had a look on his face like, guys, you give me pads, I'll go in. If you find a way, I'll go out there. Remember the story we heard about his high school football game where he wasn't supposed to play and he didn't play the first half and then they were going to lose the game? So he had his, like, he went and found his pads and put his pads on and led them injured to the victory in the second half or whatever. I thought he wanted to do that last night. But yes, Dan Ball, I think that is a sign of how significant a part of the future and the foundation Will Campbell is. Like, he's out there like he's a quarterback, hearing every play, hearing every, you know, adjustment, whatever it may be. So I thought that was a very good sign.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, I'm also with his head coach. If you're going to take your shirt off on like a big screen, maybe like get a little more jacked. Maybe I'm not shaming him at all, but the dude is a left tackle in the National Football League.
So it doesn't have to, but that's exactly it. He's a left tackle. How many, like, save for like Tony Mandarich to go back in the Wayback Machine, if you know, you know. Have you ever seen that look like bodybuilders or that are shredded? Like,
there's not a lot.
He's supposed to look like a hog or a hoss. Like, that's he took his shirt off. That's exactly what I thought Will Campbell would look like.
Well, Mike Vrabel didn't think he was going to look like that. Didn't sound like he cared for it. The thing that hit my head is that guy goes head to head with Myles Garrett and Danelle Hunter on every play when they play games. And, like, that guy looks like a doughy young white farm boy with, you know, likes his cookies. And Myles Garrett looks like a paid assassin.
Yeah, but he's going to fight and die to protect his quarterback, as he said during the draft.
I will. I'll fight and die for him.
If you're a little stronger, you might not have to die. You could fight and win. And the other guy could die if you were a little bit stronger in this battle with those elite guys. So let's go to that offensive line. We're talking about identity. A lot of teams... It feels like their offensive line comes from their identity, right? They're either great pass protectors and they allow a guy like Drake May to be this gunslinger and this passer, or they're run stuffers, right? Like the Eagles have had one of the better offensive lines, and it has led to this whole thing with the tush push and established Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts. What do we think this offensive line is going to be in the postseason with Will Campbell back? Let's just say Will Campbell plays, and let's just say Morgan Moses recovers, Fitzy. What's this offensive line going to be when it hits the matchup, I don't know, with the Texans or the Broncos or one of these other defenses that could be facing it?
It's going to be just good enough.
I feel the confidence just oozing.
Well, I mean, when do you ever expect it to become elite? I mean, it'll certainly be great that Will Campbell will have a little less tread worn off the tires and that he should be rested, ready, and refreshed, as healthy as he could possibly be, given that he went through three quarters of an NFL season. But, you know, any offensive line, especially one that's a little piecemeal like the Patriots, is going to have their hands full dealing with the Texans. By the way, Texans also had their hands full yesterday with this just tells you any given week, anybody can beat anybody in this shaken up snow globe of a season. Like, the Raiders almost beat the Texans yesterday, for God's sakes.
The Raiders beat you.
See?
You took that as a, okay, yes, Dan Ball?
I think the offensive line in the playoffs is going to be made to look better because of their quarterback. And I'm not,
of their coordinator, Dan Ball.
Well, no, specifically because of their quarterback in Drake May, because it was on to, and Chris Collinsworth did a lot on this during the broadcast yesterday, but he has gotten so much better at sensing pressure, stepping up in the pocket, moving the pocket, and kind of reacting to what his offensive line is giving him this year than last year. So as much as I think just personnel-wise, in a vacuum, it's going to be average and you're going to have your challenges, it seems like Drake right now is at the point where he's making the best out of whatever offensive line arrangement he's being given.
Agreed. Now just take care of the football, because the interception was one of those plays. He stepped up and then to the right out of double pressure. There were two guys that should have had him dead to rights. He steps up, rolls right, and throws an interception. Like, it was a great play to avoid the sack. He just didn't turn it into a great play, because then he made a poor throw to Booty by the pylon.
Well, that's the issue with a second-year quarterback, is that every now and again he's going to play like a second-year quarterback. And even Josh Allen, who's playing, you know, who's in his, whatever it is, eighth, ninth, tenth year, still plays like a gunslinger and a guy who makes mistakes when he plays that kind of style. I feel like that's still just, those mistakes, Fitzy, are still just kind of baked into the pie at this point.
Yeah, that throw was not a total arm punt either, because it wasn't like they were out of range and he put them down deep inside their own red zone. Like, they were angling for three when he threw that pick, so that did cost you points at the time, which seemed extremely actually would have been valuable any time of the day as well. And that fumble also was not necessarily in the right part of the field either.
Well, the fumble was also an example of, I thought his feet were good. He did a good job with his feet to avoid the pressure. Just, you can't hold the ball out so that they can just slap it out of your hands. The ball had to be pulled away from the defender there or tucked in, but his footwork was good. And that's where I get back to, all of these are experiences. All of these are things that will help him, and I'm with Dan Ball. I do think, in general, he helps out his offensive line. I know he likes to paint some of the, oh, I got to stop taking those one-yard sacks that make the boys look bad in the stat column and different things like that. But I do think, in general, most runaway rushers, most, like, he gives himself a fighting chance. He gives the offense a fighting chance. There's been a couple one-offs here or there where he hasn't. What about the running game, if we're going to talk about an identity? It felt like we were trending toward, you know, Ramondre's back healthy. We've had the breakout with Travion Henderson. Oh, my God, he's the favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And then he gets dinged up yesterday, and then Ramondre doesn't carry the ball much, and that comes off the heels of last week against the Bills, where they kind of put the ground game away and didn't run. Like, is this team going to be a team that is a balanced offense heading into the postseason, or are they going to be pass-heavy, pass-first?
They're going to – I hate to tell you, but they're going to be exactly what they need to be. You know that about Josh McDaniels. I mean, in a perfect world, they would be balanced out, you know, just to everything in perfect balance, just as it should be. and, you know, with two runs and a pass and two pass and a run all the way down the field. But they'll take exactly what the defense gives them as well. And last night, they didn't do much running until later in the game, and then it was highly effective when they brought Ramondre in and they dropped the hammer on him. I'm sure they wanted to run the ball more with Travion, which is what I think kind of threw their offensive game playing for a loop for a little while, because they were going to lean into him, and then some of us thought it was a knee or a back. Turns out it was a head injury. Hopefully it's nothing too serious or too long-term, and maybe he just misses this game this Sunday. That would be cool by me, but I can't ever see this Patriots team being anything more than balanced out with a slight lean towards the Drake, just because of weapon number one, which we talked about earlier in the show, the deep ball.
Yeah, I think they're going to be a pass-first team, because I think that's their strength, Drake May. That said, it wouldn't stun me if they rush for 250 yards in a playoff win. I think they have that ability when you talk about the big plays. And you talked about Ramondre Stevenson looking a little bit more spry and explosive. Maybe that toe is finally getting healthy and he's feeling more like himself.
Best running I'd seen all season.
He had that one cutback on the right sideline where I think it was a swing pass. I don't think it was a run, but he made a guy look silly and then got another 15 yards down the field. I do think he's looking closer to the guy we thought he was. We've thought he's been in recent years, which is kind of that poor man Saquon Barkley. He can make people miss. He can hit an occasional 15 or 20-yard play. And then we know what Travion Henderson is, assuming he's healthy. So it would, and you get Will Campbell back. You put those things all together, it wouldn't stun me. We've seen Josh do it before. You don't have James Devlin. You don't have a fullback. You got Westover, who his butt caused a fumble with Drake May. That's the most notable play he had last night. But it wouldn't stun me if Josh McDaniels says, we're going to run the football, and you have a game where he thinks the matchup is just, I don't know, keep Trevor Lawrence on the sideline. Oh, Trevor Lawrence is hot. He's got 10 touchdowns in two games. I'll show you how to stop Trevor Lawrence. We'll just stay on the field the whole game.
Yeah, if you play the Bills or you play the Steelers or you play the Chargers, you're going to want to run the ball because they have much better pass defenses. So you're going to have to establish it. And if you don't, you become one-dimensional. Now you're putting your offense and especially your second-year quarterback in a tough position in the postseason.
617-779-7937. Coming up next, we will break down the injuries from last night's game. You heard Mike Vrabel talk about it post-game. No, they didn't lose an MVP, but they lost a lot of guys. A lot of guys were stepping up. A lot of guys were playing out of position. They dealt with it last night. How will they have to deal with it moving forward and maybe even heading to the postseason? Or will they get the reserves back? Will the guys be coming off IR? Will you get Milton Williams and Will Campbell? We'll talk about the injury situation up next here on WEEI Afternoons. And remember, in the next hour or so, we'll be talking to the quarterback, Drake May, the MVP candidate, coming off his first comeback win in the National Football League. That's all up next. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.